Hi, we're here with Alex Fears, a local Sydney solo artist who is self-described as a strange anomaly with a guitar. Hello, Alex, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
All right. Awesome.
How did you get into playing and writing music, and who were your earliest music inspirations?
Okay, so I have a couple of different versions of this story and stuff. So I kind of wanted to be liked when I was in like year seven.
That's so real.
Oh, dear. So like the brutal honesty is I wanted to be liked when I was in year seven, and I basically started with like a classical acoustic guitar, and then after a while of practicing, my parents got me an electric guitar, and I kind of just like went off from there. I joined this local rock. It's the rock show, they called it. It's a music shop called Big Music. And I did a bunch of mini shows from there. That's where I got a real taste of everything. But yeah, the kind of full origin story of how I got into music kind of starts with me getting into acting.
Okay.
So I was a drama kid. I don't know if you can tell, but I was a theatre kid. And basically I got really into drama, really into acting. I did a stage play of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Oh,
no big deal.
Classic.
Shout out Marion Street Theatre for Young People.
Woo!
Shout out. But yeah, after doing that for a while and picking up the guitar, I played on stage with a guitar for the first time at this school of rock. It's out of school rock program. And I basically fell in love. You know that scene in Rocket Man? Well, the person who's playing Elton John floats on stage.
Oh, of course.
It was that. It was really weird. I genuinely felt so electric and alive like I hadn't on stage before. And that's where I kind of got hooked. And then another origin story of how I got into music in general. My biggest inspiration, Green Day. Mm-hmm. My dad had always played, Green Day and a lot of punk artists like The Clash and stuff. They're my biggest inspirations. My dad would always play Green Day in the car and stuff. But as a baby, of course, you don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah,
so I heard,
so the melody just crept its way into your brain, basically.
Yes, but also no. So there's whole laws to it. One day when I was a bit older, I was watching Surf's Up.
Classic.
The penguin surfing
movie.
The penguin surfing movie with Shia LaBeouf. And the intro riff at the end of everything is the riff for Holiday by Green Day. And I thought that was so cool. And I basically deep dived into the rest of Green Day's discography on my laptop. And I realized you can air download iTunes clips and stuff rather than paying for them. So I did that. And I basically downloaded all of Green Day's discography from there. And I kind of just fell in love. And I've just kind of been listening to music and playing music ever since. It's honestly great.
That's beautiful.
Yes, that's the vibe.
I think any inspiration from Surf's Up is a good inspiration.
But officially on the record is just my parents used to play Green Day in the car all the time, and eventually just crept in and stuff.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
And how would you describe the sound that you aim for in your music?
I kind of want to describe the sound that I aim for as being fun. Amongst everything else, no matter if I write a really sad ballad about a breakup or a horrific world event, or I write a song about, being attacked in a 7-Eleven by three raccoons disguised as an employee, I want people to have fun. I want people to smile as well as, think and be aware of what's happening in the world and that kind of thing. Because if Superman has taught me anything in the new movie, is that being kind and having fun and hope is the new punk rock. That's the kind of energy that I want to bring into the world.
Yeah, for sure. And as someone who has been to one of your shows, I can guarantee that they are very fun. What do you find special about the Sydney music scene?
Oh, I think what's beautiful about the Sydney music scene is that it really just feels like you're all mates. If you go to enough shows, I'll explain my little hack into getting into stuff, because lots of people that I hear about when I'm talking with my friends, a lot of people are like, Sydney music seems really cool and stuff like that, but they have no idea how to get into it. I'll explain in a little bit. My favourite bit is that it is the connection. We are all mates. Your friend's band that is getting, radio play and stuff like that is also a win for you, even if there's, a little rivalry between you guys and stuff like that. And also how diverse it is.
Yeah, for sure.
In one night, and the King Street Crew was amazing for this, in one night you could go to Buddy's, for example, and see a dude jam out on top of a car, and then you can go somewhere like Pleasure Club and stuff and see a really deep intersectional breakbeat rap freestyle or something like that. It's crazy. The Sydney scene seems one, to the outside, seems really one note with like Indian surf rock and that kind of aesthetic and stuff, but there's so much more than meets the eye. And another thing, they're resilient as hell.
Oh yeah.
So the show that Momo went to was in the middle of that really weird like hurricane warning rain. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, that was crazy. So that was a crazy night.
So basically, Lazy Thinking is an incredible venue, but it is a little bit of a trek to get to. And so I invited loads of people to like come, and you know, some people were like, oh, I don't think I can make it, but the people that did trekked it through public transport near torrential rain, stood in a tiny room, and just had the best time. It was literally like 15 to 20 people felt like 100, and I'm not joking. Like,
yeah, the energy was crazy that night. Like, it was like everyone was just having such a good time.
It was insane. It was absolutely wonderful. And the community that you find that follows bands around is also really, really cool. Like, you can tell that there's like a mateship there. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Like a camaraderie.
Exactly, exactly. Also, my hot tips for finding local gigs is to get on sydneymusic.net, make a donation if you can, that website needs it, or follow on Instagram the best bands you've never heard of, all one word, and they post the most comprehensive, incredible gig guides for Sydney music, like, on the internet, basically. All genres, all sizes of artists and stuff. If you throw a dartboard at a map, don't literally throw like a dart at your laptop screen, please don't do that.
Please don't. Please
but
don't
if you
break
if you just like scroll to a random event, you're guaranteed to have a good time, honestly. And I recommend you do that if you're wanting to get into the scene but don't know where to start. Just surprise yourself, honestly.
Yeah, there's always something to do in Sydney.
Exactly. Great. That's what I'm saying. That's what I keep saying.
And what upcoming events do you have where people can experience your music?
So, on the 24th of September, I'm going to be playing alongside Fawn and Garage Noise, and we're going to be taking over Lazy Thinking for a kind of like Y2K, loosely Y2K themed kind of night.
Ooh.
And it's going to be really good. Lots of pop punk vibes, a bit of emo sprinkled in here and there and stuff under like the red light and the crazy mirrors and the cool art pieces that is Lazy Bones. I love Lazy Bones so much. It is probably one of my favourite looking venues in Sydney, like aesthetic-wise and stuff like that. It's got a load of like really cool art pieces, some chandeliers. It's like if an Art Nouveau or abstract artist threw their entire studio at a small 1920s bar in Marrickville, that's the vibe that you get. And then it's even better than that.
Oh,
it's awesome.
That's great.
Literally, live music and creative spaces can literally come from anywhere. I was at a show at this old thrift shop called Recycletastic. That's where I saw Lemon Eyes, Soraya, Sonnet and the Bread Boys, all those guys. Shout out all those guys. If you're listening to this, stop what you're doing and check out those artists that I listed on Spotify. Your day will be made, guarantee.
Lovely. And this is my final question, and I think this is the most important question.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Oh dear.
So, Lady Gaga has Little Monsters, Justin Bieber has Beliebers. What is the name that Alex Fierce fans can call themselves if you've thought about this before? Otherwise, we can make it up today.
I'm happy to jam some names, but also, so I call my band The Phobias. Mm-hmm. Little Monsters is so good, but I don't want to, like, you know, cause high treason against my queen, Lady Gaga.
Of course.
I guess maybe The Little Fears, Little Gremlins, Goblins, that kind of thing. Little Gremlins, that kind of thing. I'm tossing up a cultish kind of vibe and stuff because Blood Sacrifice at Bunnings Warehouse is about the incredibly real events where I was involved in a blood ritual inside a Bunnings Warehouse. So that could be quite cool. But I think like sign up for the cult isn't really as attractive of a setting.
So
I think the Little Gremlins is quite fun. What do you guys reckon?
I think Little Gremlins is great. I think that perfectly describes your music.
Thank you.
Yeah. it's like almost like Little Monsters, but it's a bit like grottier, if that makes sense. Or a bit like more, has more of that raccoon vibe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Awesome. All right. All right, my little gremlins, come see me on September 24th at Lazy Bones. It's going to be super, super cool. There's going to be some amazing bands playing as well. Show everyone some loves. Show your scene some love. I'm going to get political on radio. Brace yourselves. Free Palestine and trans rights. Australia isn't a ethnicity, it is a nationality. If you want to take away anything from this, free Palestine and trans rights. You know, as a queer artist myself, we need to be looking out for each other, especially in crazy times overseas right now. I think that Australia is an incredibly unique position. Like, if you've been following Amel and the Sniffers, shout out to Amel and the Sniffers, they've been really paving the way for Aussie alternative artists to be playing on different international stages. So we're in a really, really incredible time for, like, local Australian music. So if you have, like, even a slight inkling that you want to start a band, just do it. Just do it! Make your dreams come true! Okay.
And that's exactly right.
Woo!
My name's Momo. You're listening to 2SER. Thank you very much, Alex Fears, for speaking with me.
You're most welcome.
And yeah, that about wraps it up. Thank you very much.